We're doing Dov's Minute on the Parsha. This week's Parsha is Parashat Vayeshev. Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv. So, two quick thoughts. Number one, Rabbi Feinstein said on the Parsha, it says in Rashi, Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva, Yaakov wanted to settle in peace. Kafatz Alav Stano Shel Yosef, so the terrible story of Yosef came to haunt him. So, what was wrong with Yaakov wanting to settle down in peace? What's wrong with that? So Rabbi Feinstein said, and later on I found it, I think, in the Datz Kenim, a similar approach. God had decreed that we would spend 400 years in exile. The count of 400 years started when we were in Israel because we were in Israel unsettled. When Yaakov wanted to settle down in heaven, there was a claim, if he's going to settle down, then you can't count these as the 400 years. So Hashem said, I'm gonna throw him a challenge, a difficulty, so that this can continue counting as the 400 years, and the people will suffer less. So that's, Yaakov wanted to settle down. Bikesh Yaakov leshev. And Hashem said, no, you can't do that yet. You're not supposed to settle in Israel just yet. The second thought is about the story of Yosef. The Torah tells us that Yosef comes to his brothers, they took off his cloak, and then they sold him to the Yishmaelim. You finish the whole story, the Torah did not mention one word of Yosef talking. It sounds like he said nothing. Whatever you want, do. You come to the end of next week's parasha, the Torah suddenly reveals to you. They're standing opposite Yosef, and then suddenly Reuven tells them, I told you not to do that to the kid, you wouldn't listen. And then the brothers start talking between themselves and they say, we're having all this trouble here in Egypt, and it's all because Yosef, when he begged us, we wouldn't listen to him. He begged us, he pleaded, and we wouldn't listen. And that's why we're having all these troubles in our lives. Pause. Why didn't the Torah say it in this week's Parsha? Why do we have to reach 22 years later and read about it in Parashat Miketz? So perhaps the Torah was teaching us how a person has to try to shield their eyes and be careful not to expose himself to cruelty. So when the Torah tells us the story, it would be so cruel if we would read the story and suddenly read about how Yosef came to his brothers, and they jumped and they took off his cloak, and he started begging them, don't do this. And Reuven said, guys, leave him alone. And they wouldn't listen, and they threw him into the pit. And then they sat down to eat, and the Yishmaelim came to take him. And the brothers pulled him out, and Yosef started pleading, Reuven, Shimon, have mercy on me. Don't do this to me. I'm your brother. If we would read that, we would be exposing ourselves to such cruelty. So the Torah teaches us, perhaps, with keeping it hidden, next week it'll reveal to us that that went on. But this week, as we read the story, some of the gory details are left in hiding until you read next week's parasha, 22 years later. In hindsight, you could hear that what happened was A or B or C. You can hear it. We the media tries to expose us to all kinds of gory pictures. And today, it's the in thing. People go online and look at a rampage and look at things that are so cruel. The verse says, Tehor einayim mer'ot b'ra. A pious person should try to keep his eyes pure and not look at evil. Part of keeping ourselves good people is that we don't expose ourselves to evil. And perhaps that's part of the message why the Torah left the more gory details of this week's story to be revealed later on as a conversation between the brothers referencing back as to what happened in our parsha. Shabbat shalom.